Okay, you ready?
Sure, let's do this.
This is our first podcast, of which we're going to talk about things.
Really?
My name is Nick, and I am here with...
I just took a big gulp of wine. I am Crystal.
So this is Nick and Crystal. This is our first podcast together. So yep. Hi. Hello, Internet.
Hola.
We are engaged to be married.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's very lucky.
I am.
Just saying, guys.
She's very modest.
I'm so humble.
So I wanted to talk about nerdy things, but before we talk about that, we were hungry before we came here.
Do I get to tell my story now?
You can tell your story.
I can tell. Okay. So Nick called and he was like, oh, so am I going to pick up dinner on the way home? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, hey, and since we don't have any Coke, you can order Coke. And then when you get home, I can put some of our coconut rum in there.
Back up. Like, we're getting Raising Cane's.
Okay, yes, we're getting Raising Cane's.
Good chicken.
Whatever. I'm worried about the rum and Coke story, okay? That's my focus right now.
Okay.
So he goes, gets food, comes home, and he starts pouring the alcohol into one of the cups. And I look over at him, and I'm like, that's vodka. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, yes, it is. Did you not read the label before you grabbed it? And he just poured like a full shot of vodka.
I poured two shots of vodka into a styrofoam cup of Coke.
Yeah. He's a genius, guys. I'm so lucky. I'm so happy.
Guys, I know rum and Coke is good, and you know. Whiskey and Coke is good, but if you haven't tried vodka and Coke, I'm just telling you, you're
just
missing
out.
Just
don't, because, you know, he's trying to sell that his idea was good. But.
It was great. In my defense, though, the vodka bottle looked very rummy.
Okay, you know, that's not a thing. You just have to read.
It looked rummy.
Okay. You're so pretty. So that was my story, guys. And now we have wine, and there's only one option for a wine bottle in the fridge, so yay, good job, babe.
Mm-hmm. We want to talk about current awesome things going on.
So many.
This is like a great time to be alive if you are a geek.
It's always a great time to be alive.
Well, I mean, right now we've got so many trailers coming out.
Yeah, the Han Solo trailer came out, or the sneak peek during the Super Bowl. And then the real one that came out the next day. And then...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then
an interesting thing, too. Instead of releasing the trailer on Super Bowl, we just release, hey, by the way, we're going to have a trailer.
They do that for every Star Wars. Have you not noticed? It's called a teaser trailer. For a trailer, it's going to tease about the movie.
I know what it is.
Well, you work in advertising. I don't know how you don't understand that.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's how it works.
By the way, I work in advertising.
Way to go.
I'm an art director.
You're really good at this.
An unnamed ad agency in Dallas.
Yep.
Name withheld for reasons, I guess. What do you do, Crystal? I don't even know what you do.
What? I get to wear leggings all day. No, I just started a new job this week. I'm actually a trainer at an organization here in Dallas that works with individuals with spinal cord injuries. So, yeah.
Yeah, I manipulate people and you save lives.
You're welcome.
It's great.
And I get to just... up on all day wearing leggings. It's like a dream job for any girl out there.
So
leggings are life. So that's kind of us. I think the vodka story was a little bit more information about us rather than just saying what we do.
It's more about what we are.
It's who we truly are.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get to say. So I actually did put coconut rum in my Coke because I'm smart and... I read labels, and I also know that the coconut rum bottle is white.
She's
and not,
also.
It's not rummy looking because that's not a thing.
You're also probably more drunk than I am.
Shut up.
So we have our own fandoms.
Yep.
Crystal, what is your fandom?
I am a Potterhead.
You are.
Die hard. Since I was a fat kid in fifth grade with double chins and a Harry Potter sweater. All the way till now. And I have my own wand, and it makes me really happy.
Yeah.
So just to show how much of a Potterhead I am, my wand is Luna Lovegood's wand, and I am a proud Hufflepuff.
We both are.
Yeah, we are, but I'm more proud.
Oh.
I actually have a scarf.
Oh.
You have, one t-shirt.
I have a wand.
Yeah, you have a wand.
So, I mean.
But I'm talking about the Hufflepuff pride, yo.
Anyway, I am a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Through and through.
Yep.
I am waiting for my invitation for Jedi school. I'll take Sith school, too. That's fine.
No. You're
I could
not,
do it.
I don't know.
I mean, I could probably pull off a nice emo look.
No, you're too white for that.
Oh.
You're blonde hair, blue eyes, babe. It doesn't really work.
I bet you I look really good in black.
Oh, so another thing before we forget. So when Nick had this idea, it was like really great and everything. And then today he was like, hey, we should record while we're drinking. And why is that, babe? Why do we want to do that while we're drinking?
Because you're funnier when you're drunk.
It's true.
That's the worst. I'm sorry if anyone thinks we're a horrible couple. We're but really in reality, not. Everyone has always wondered if we're as cringy of a couple.
Yes.
And this is proof we are. We are incredibly cringy.
If we break the internet, it's going to be great. Although I highly doubt that, but still, it's worth a try.
Yeah. So, we've been watching... We just actually watched the first episode of...
Altered Carbon.
What did you think of that?
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, after finishing up the first season of Westworld yesterday, I kind of got the same vibes.
That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Very Ghost in the Shell.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh. I'm the anime fan.
I'm not.
So, that's the only difference. So, when we start talking about anime, which we probably will, I'm pretty sure she's going to need a whole bottle of wine.
I'm just going to stay quiet and then just give my views because you know how I am with alcohol.
I got you to watch at least the first couple episodes of Attack on Titan.
But it was weird and their mouths were open and I can't stand cartoons should, and you guys can't see this and I really wish you could. I can't stand the quivering in the anime. It drives me absolutely insane. All I can think of is why the hell do you have spasms? What is wrong with you? There's some kind of neurological shit going on. So don't do that.
You know,
I mean, when spasms happen, like, I can make my eye twitch, and that's just weird. But yes. Like, but people should, like,
you
not
would
just...
love Full Metal Alchemist, then.
It's
just full of twitches like that.
See, twitches make me cringe, which is kind of funny, because it's kind of the same thing, but still.
Yeah.
I can't handle the anime and the eyes and weird
so,
shit. Can we cuss on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm gonna cuss.
Your mom might listen to it, but.
Yeah, right.
She probably won't.
No.
But I actually have theories for you today.
About what?
You should get excited.
About what?
My theories are about Harry Potter.
Ooh, okay.
I've got Harry Potter theories for you.
You're already done with your wine?
I am.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
I'm gonna have to pour another glass. Yeah, I've got Harry Potter theories for you.
Okay.
But before we get to that, we just finished Westworld. Or you just finished Westworld. I'd already finished it.
Yeah. And okay, whenever we're watching shows, I like to just sit and enjoy the show, whereas Nick is like wanting to go into a full out discussion. And I'm like, will you just please stop until we're done?
But this is why I wanted to start this podcast, so we can talk about the shows we watch.
Yeah, after we're done watching them, not immediately after each show. Because,
excuse me.
Because, okay, sometimes the theories are great, and then sometimes it's just like, I don't want my dreams to be crushed because I was wrong. So I'd rather not be wrong and be right all the time. See, that's why I don't like to do this.
Well, now you don't. Now you've watched the whole season.
Uh huh.
What did you think?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
And I thought it was kind of funny. Like they made a really interesting point at the end that it was Clementine that shot him because. Who was it? Was it Bernard made it to where she could actually hurt?
Not Clementine.
Like, it was Clementine.
What?
It was Clementine that shot him at the end. Not Dolores. Clementine in the woods when, you know, all those...
Oh, that part.
Yes.
I think you're talking about Bernard.
No, because remember, he had altered her right before he went
That's
to go...
That's interesting. I totally forgot about
that. Because nobody else even, like, tried to step beyond that tree line, and she was the one...
That's interesting. So I wonder if, like, next season there's going to be certain characters who still have their prime directive and some who don't, and she's going to be, like, an assassin because she doesn't have her prime directive.
But she's also, like, brain dead at the same time.
Yeah, I wonder about that. Like,
I don't know. So this is another reason we like discussing about fan theories, is because he sees one thing and I see another.
Yeah.
And he gets those moments like, holy shit! I'm like, yeah. You didn't see that.
No, but you're now welcome. I'm wondering. See, I haven't...
You didn't even realize it was her?
No, I knew it was her. I just didn't think about that like she's like the only one we know of besides Maeve. Maeve is her name, I think?
Maeve, yeah.
Maeve and Dolores, yeah. Who have had their prime directives wiped. Or at least
they can
only two who are alive, dun, I guess. Dun, dun. Do you think Ford is going to come back?
No, because I feel he kind of wanted to die in the same way that Arnold did and just kind of leave it at that and be like, boom, I'm leaving this mess for y'all. Peace.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think Ford is dead, but okay. I have a feeling Bernard is going to bring him back. I think he's going to bring him back.
Bernard/Arnold/Bernard. Yeah, I wonder which identity he is.
Yeah.
So anyways, okay, so what were your Harry Potter?
You have Harry Potter. I have Harry Potter.
No, what was your fan theory? Are these fan theories based on, like, pre-Harry Potter, like, Newt Scamander timeline, or during, like, the Harry Potter series, or afterwards, kind of like the cursed child.
The broken child.
I mean, it works.
It's the broken child.
The broken Potter.
We're calling it that now. The broken child.
Anyways, okay, going back to you.
So, I have I didn't save this one. I saved all my Fantastic Beast ones. Anyway, mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to improv this because I didn't write them all down. So there's this theory. So you remember the veil from the Ministry of Magic, where
that's where Sirius kind of floated into
and died.
His bitch ass cousin killed him. Crazy. Yeah. Sorry.
You joined the club. But where do you think the veil came from?
Now I wonder if that kind of ties into the whole
Deathly Hallows.
Yes. Because it makes sense. If you think back on it, like, they kind of show, like, the little curtain thing, mm-hmm. and the fact that Harry Potter has the Cloak of Invisibility. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the same... It's cut from, like, the same fabric, but made differently.
Yeah. And what's interesting is there was, like, an interview with J.K. Rowling, mm-hmm. and she was very cryptic about it, but she was, like, it's very old, like, the Pensieve, which was rumored to be... Which was underneath the... Built around Hogwarts. So
I didn't know that.
It's rumored to be either old as or older than Hogwarts, something like that. So anyway, they're both very old. And
as old as Hogwarts?
Yeah, it's undetermined yet how old it is.
But so then rumored. That means that, like, Godric Gryffindor and all them people are older than all that shit. If you think about it.
Yes.
Just saying.
It could be very old. But anyway, so whenever they're talking about the Deathly Hallows, they say something along the lines of he had finally brought back his wife, but he realized that she was not really there. It was almost like she was behind a veil.
Oh.
It's very interesting, that choice of word. And so the theory is that...
So did they create the veil so that she could actually go on?
I think he got the stone first and then created the veil, but I think the theory...
But, like, they had to make the veil for her.
So the...
Right?
Yeah. So the theory, though, is that he's the brother who created the veil so he could see his wife. But then he realized she was beyond a veil, so in order to solve that problem, he created the stone so he could resurrect her.
He didn't create the stone, he was given the stone.
But that creates a theory that, like, so death is just more of a metaphor, and that in reality he created...
Oh, so you don't die?
What? No. I mean, like, it's more of a story.
Well, so, yeah.
That's so in reality, letters. He created the stone. Mm. And the three brothers all work together with using runes. And there's three items here: the Pensieve and the veil, and then also the awesome mirror that you get to see your future in or see the things you want in. All
the
three of those.
Mirror of Erised?
Yes, Mirror of Erised.
Which is desire spelled backwards, in case you did not know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, one. And also, like, okay, so sorry. This is how I get when Harry Potter's around. It's like, if you actually look at the mirror. And you're seeing your reflection, but also around the mirror or the, like all this like words, but it's like you can't read them. It's because it's actually written backwards, so you have to have another mirror to read it.
Oh.
And that's why it's called Erised, because when you flip it around, then you can actually see what it says. And I don't remember off the top of my head what it actually says, but it, when you read that, you're just like, oh shit.
Oh, I did not know that.
J.K. Rowling is one clever favorite person in my whole world.
Wait, so hang on. I want to look this up real quick.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes. And if I'm wrong, well, you know, next you're going to check on that. And then...
No, it's not that. Hang on. Hang on. The veil.
I love that you type in veil and all these Harry Potter things come up. See, this is why I'm marrying you. Hey, you know what today is?
What is today?
Today is multiple things. Sorry. So, right. First of all, today's Friday.
It is.
It's also National Pizza Day.
Mm.
I know, and we didn't have pizza tonight, but that's okay. We had it yesterday.
I had pizza today.
I had pizza today, too. That's what I had for lunch. Yeah. Anyways, so it's that. And it's also the start of the Winter Olympics, and I missed the opening ceremony.
Oh, we'll have to watch that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it'll be on YouTube later, but still... Just to let y'all know. So, not only am I a nerd, but I also like sports.
You're a nerd who likes sports.
I'm a nerd who likes sports.
Okay, so the veil was supposedly created by the brother who wanted to...
Has the resurrection stone.
His resurrection stone.
Yes, you said it.
And then the pensieve, supposedly created by the same man who created the vanishing cape. The cape of the cloak of invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these items have to do with Thrustles, and the third one is that mirror. So the mirror is what other remaining item? The Elder Wand.
Mm-hmm.
So the theory that for that one is that the first brother, he created the Elder Wand so that he could attain what he most desired.
Power.
So... The mirror.
Here comes the anime crystal. Cringing power.
So yeah, that's the first theory. That's my favorite Harry Potter theory.
That's kind of interesting. I didn't know about that. I also don't look up theories because I just like where my brain is at the time. So.
So.
Next.
Fantastic Beasts.
Woo-hoo!
Theories galore. So we already.
Johnny Depp. Jude Law.
So we have theories already that.
What's the actor's name?
Who?
The guy that plays Newt.
Oh, I don't know. Is he going to be your new hall pass?
No.
Oh.
He's married.
Well, okay,
not
then.
That it stopped me from
that. All right. Then.
I respect him more. Like,
okay.
I like him for his brain and his little mannerisms. Like, because he's just really... Anyways, your theories on Fantastic Beasts.
He's on Fantastic Beasts. So... Newt Scamander.
Mm-hmm.
He published a book.
Puff Pride. Sorry.
He published a book.
Yep.
Called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
No shit.
Published by...
J.K. Rowling?
No.
Okay.
Published by... I think it's called Obscuria? Obscurus?
Yes.
Publishers?
Something like that.
Something like that?
Uh-huh.
Which, obviously, he has a lot to do with Obscuras.
Oh, yeah. The right. Little... ball of things that you're not supposed to touch because that's what happens to children when they're not allowed to use their magic power.
Exactly.
And it just gets absorbed in them, and I kind of showed that in the last
movie.
Kind
of explodes out of you, right?
Yeah, it's like an atomic bomb within.
Yes.
Is that a pretty good description?
Yeah. Who? What are the characters described this way in Harry Potter?
That are forced to contain?
Forced to contain their abilities and eventually died. It's a tough one, even for you.
Draco?
No.
I figured.
Like, you want me to give it to you?
No, let me think.
They are related to a very important character who is very relevant in the books. It's a she.
Ginny?
She has two brothers.
Not Ginny?
No.
She's got two brothers.
Come on.
It's not Hermione, she's the only child.
Nope. Nope.
Not Luna, because she was the only child.
Nope. She's not in the book. She's already dead before the book started.
I don't know. Is it his mom?
Dumbledore's sister.
Oh. Ooh.
Mm.
Whoa.
There's a lot of mystery surrounding her death.
She's an Obscura?
There's a theory that she became an Obscurus.
I thought it was the brother didn't want to do anything with magic.
Well, I think he eventually kind of was.
Because of what happened to her?
But, I had it here somewhere.
I didn't think about that.
I know, it's crazy, right? Here it is. So, Obscurus Books published the Fantastic Beasts. And this is the way his sister is described. It destroyed her, what they did. She was never right again. She wouldn't use magic, but she couldn't get rid of it. It turned her inward and drove her mad. It exploded out of her when she couldn't control it. And at times, she was strange and dangerous.
Holy shit. Where was this written? It says
this is in the Deathly Hallows. And it was Aberforth that described Dumbledore's. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
And so the theory is that Fantastic Beasts is going to dive into that because we're seeing a young Dumbledore.
That's true. Jude Law.
Yeah, makes Jude sense. Law.
I wonder if he's going to act good. Gay.
Oh.
Remember? Yeah. Just like, didn't she confirm she confirmed that Dumbledore was gay?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite cartoons. So when Dumbledore's standing in front of the Mirror of Erised and he's just wearing like really stockings or prancing around in them.
You know what's funny though is like I never picked up on that.
You're not supposed to. I mean, they're
but
just
where did
people.
That theory even come from? Thank you for being so woke.
You're welcome.
But
just saying.
What like what's the
spectacles?
What? No.
He was kind of, or what was
what,
it?
What's
it
the,
oh this probably has nothing to do with it, but I'm just going to say it anyway. What is it? I don't remember which one it is. It's when they're going to, like, arrest Dumbledore in his office, and he, like, goes out, like, clapping his hands with the phoenix. And what's that one dude's name? Kingbolt or whatever? And he's like, gotta admit, he goes out in style. And I'm like, he knew.
All right, yeah, someone knew.
Maybe. Just saying. And he's always got like really cool clothes on.
That's pretty okay.
And sparkly. It's all always right. Sparkly.
Yeah.
That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. So the theory then is that the next Grindelwald story that we're gonna get is the battle between
Dumbledore
and Grindelwald.
Yes.
But
yes.
We're also, I guess, supposed to hear a little bit about his sister, maybe.
So I bet you he got involved because Dumbledore was like, I'm kind of scared. I know you've done this before. What do we need to do? And I know there was like a fan film on that like battle.
Oh.
Yeah, there's actually a fan film and I've watched it like several times. It's really, really good. And actually you get to see Grindelwald and Dumbledore facing off like on a beach. Kind of like how they explained it already. Mm-hmm. And it was actually really well done.
Well, I wonder like...
Because they show the sister getting caught in the middle, and I think...
Yeah, see, that's the theory, that she was caught in the middle or something, but I'm wondering if she just became an Obscurus, because when Gryffindor, or Gryffindor, when, I drank too much. I drank too fast, I don't know. Anyway.
You're bad.
I know.
2 shots vodka.
When,
Sorry.
When Gandalf decides...
Gandalf? Okay. You can't jump to the whole other level of beard, okay? Stick with one beard with the half-moon spectacles, okay?
When Dumbledore
Thank you.
Discusses his sister...
Respect.
He says that he's not sure if he's the one who killed her. Like, it's a mystery who killed her.
Yeah.
Her or... But I wonder if he's, like, saying more like he pressured her and she just became an Obscurus. I just wonder... Anyway, the other theory is that, like, why are Newt and Dumbledore so tight-knit? Because, like, we hear during, like, he's being interrogated, he's like, why do you think Dumbledore likes you so much?
I think it probably has to do a lot with the Obscura. I mean, think about it. Dumbledore has always kind of... had a soft spot in his heart for troubled things.
So he could be that, yeah. But
because, I mean, really, think about it. So yeah. He did to Voldemort before he became Voldemort. You know, he knew he was a troubled kid and wanted to help him. He was probably trying to prevent another Obscura, if anything. Ooh, that's a good one.
Maybe.
I'm glad we're recording this shit.
Well, I feel like she's not an Obscura yet. Maybe she
But
will
he
be.
Probably saw the signs, and he probably read up on his work beforehand because he had already had one Obscura
so
in his
Do you think he
suitcase.
Sent Newt to America? Because that's the theory.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
The theory that he sent him. That's interesting.
It makes sense. If you don't question everything, it makes sense.
Also, the spider. What's his name?
Aragog.
Aragog.
I love that I know all
this. I know, shit. I'm worse. Okay, Crystal is the awesome Harry Potter nerd, so it's really hard for me to be giving her theories. Because
I will shut you down.
Yeah, she's...
Also, I love this wine.
So, Aragog is supposedly was given to...
Hagrid?
Was given to Hagrid from Newt. Because he says, I came here from a traveler in a traveler's pockets.
I think, didn't, like, someone mention that, too? Mm. That he was trying to study them in Fantastic Beasts? I think there was some kind of really small mention, unless I'm just really hoping maybe. That there was in my mind.
Maybe.
Because I just
maybe we're
going to
get
sense.
A chance to see a young Dumbledore.
Or a young Hagrid.
I mean, young Hagrid.
Oh my god, a little Hagrid. With no beard and crazy, not so
I feel like he
hair.
Was born with a beard.
No. He didn't have a beard when you know when they do the little flashback with the diary?
What?
He doesn't have a beard.
What?
Yeah, because Hagrid
There's a young Hagrid?
Yes, you just can actually see his face. How do you not remember this? This happens whenever Harry Potter's in the Pensieve. And he's... Or not the Pensieve, it's with the diary.
What?
Yeah. See? That's all you see. There's no beard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't know
God.
Why you question me.
I don't question you. You're I just... Questioning. I forgot these things.
I don't know how I remember all these things.
You have a remarkable sense of detail when it comes to Harry Potter.
I love Harry Potter.
Like,
but yeah, so they do show him. I mean, he's still bigger than everyone else because he's half giant. But yeah.
Huh.
Be cute little know. Hagrid. Be like normal adult size at 5.
Okay, so who got other theories? So Newt gave Aragog to Hagrid. Dementors come from Obscurity. I don't know about that one. Seems a little strange.
I feel like some kind of dark wizard just got really bored one day and be like, hey, I wonder what happens when I do this to these bones.
Yeah. Also, there was a huge theory that it's now been... So J.K. Rowling did this huge thing where she was just like killing all of these fan theories in a row. Which was one was that Ron was actually Dumbledore time traveling... back in time for some reason.
Dumbledore's not a ginger.
Yeah, that one was weird.
That's stupid.
That one was weird. The other theory that I thought was kind of interesting was that Dumbledore
I can't imagine Dumbledore being like that.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
either.
Sorry.
Especially since he was supposedly confirmed gay and Ron's very not gay.
Mm-hmm. He's very Hermione.
He's very Hermione. The theory was that Fox was actually Dumbledore's Horcrux, which would explain...
I really don't believe that he...
Well, it was already been... It's been denied by J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, because that's not Dumbledore way of life.
But he has a lot of knowledge about Horcruxes.
Yeah, so why would he want to do that?
Well, I'm saying he has, like, a much deeper knowledge than most other people who just say, yeah, don't do that. He seems like he has...
I mean, look at Voldemort.
Yeah. He probably doesn't need to help.
You don't want to end up without a nose, because then what's going to hold up those half-moon spectacles?
Mm.
Just saying.
Also,
no more spectacles.
The theory is also Credence is alive.
I can somewhat believe that.
Maybe
but
he's
then
like
at the
a
same time,
young Snape's father or something.
No. I mean, the bad haircut thing kind of makes sense, but no. Sorry.
her wine glass is empty, so she's playing with it now.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else you got for me? Is that all the Harry Potter?
That's all I got, but I know you have some.
I don't have any theories.
You have the cat one that I thought I liked a lot.
Well, that's because I think that was something I had read on... So I don't have any of those, like, Reddit or... What's the other one?
I don't know what you're talking
website
about.
Website kind of stuff. People just like...
Social media? Facebook?
Smartass. No, I can't think of it now. Anyways. So it was like a theory that I had read before. And that's like one of the few that's like super excited me.
Super excited you.
It super excited me. Don't judge my English, okay? So... Apparently, whenever Voldemort went to go and kill Harry Potter's parents in was attempting to kill Harry Potter and miserably failed at that. They said whenever that happened that he actually accidentally created another Horcrux, and that Horcrux was a cat that the family had, and it was an orange cat. And then later on, you see an orange cat pop up with Hermione, and then that is why Crookshanks is always chasing after Ron's pet killer.
Yeah.
So that was one theory, and I was like, that's amazing, but then that means they'd have to kill a cat and Voldemort could come back. Ooh. Think about that, though. So it, like, that'd be, makes so much sense. Like, if you think about it, the cat never disliked Harry. If anything, he was, like, always around him. So it was, in a way, protecting him.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense with all the other things that go along with Horcruxes, because usually when you have a Horcrux near you, it usually kind of, like, weighs you down, makes you super depressed and angry. But, I mean, that was a really cool theory. It sure was
Ron, though.
Well,
Ron hates Ron, that cat.
Ron had a pet rat.
By the way, who has a pet rat?
Who gives a child a pet rat? Here, it's missing a finger. Like, it's unique.
I get, like, hamsters and maybe, like, little mice and stuff, but that's a garbage rat.
What was his name?
Something Knickers. Not Knickers.
Knickerbottoms.
Scabbers.
Scabbers.
There it is.
Yeah. And then you name the fucking thing Scabbers. I mean, come on. That's just a name for a thing you don't want.
I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't have a pet rat. But hey, if you have a pet rat, we are so sorry. But not.
I'm not. That's just gross. And it, I mean, you can't make it cute to where, like, that viral video going around of a rat, you know, there washing probably, itself in the shower.
It probably is that.
That's just weird. Because, okay, gotta be honest, this is just how my brain works.
How does your brain work?
And just be prepared.
I've often wondered this.
Just be prepared. Okay, so anytime I'm, like, washing the dishes or, like, I'm taking a shower, I always have, like, this image of, like, somewhere down in the sewers, like, there's, like, a rat waiting for, like, the soapy water so that it can wash himself.
See this line of rats, like, underneath
the drain. No, not rats. It's always, like, one. Like, it knows when the dishes are going to be cleaned. And
it's waiting to just,
it's
like,
just waiting.
I just imagine,
it's like, I'm cleaning,
like,
it. It's like Ratatouille, almost.
Imagine, like, a Dirty Dancing rat just,
no,
like.
No, why? Why do you go there?
What?
Well, I was, like, saying it's taking a shower, not being all sexy. Rats are not sexy. Like,
just seeing his head cocked back.
We're
in the
being
water.
Much.
We're being much.
We're being a lot of things right now. Okay, is that all we're gonna do tonight?
That's it. That's our podcast for the day. Okay, thanks for listening, guys. Yep. We will see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye. I don't know how to end this.
It's not stopping. Oh, no. Stop it.